Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now on with the memes. Number 1, Ariana Grande used to look like Ariel from the Little Mermaid late 80s, early 90s cartoon version. But now she looks like Ariel from the Little Mermaid woke edition. Looks like she went black and never came back. And no one is saying anything about this. But we all know that people will believe anything these days. Here's what the unedited picture looks like. As for her name, Ariana Grande, that sounds like a drink that you would buy at Starbucks. Moving on, Megan Rapinoe says that playing soccer for the U.S. national team was the worst job in the world. Maybe send her into a coal mine, or an oil rig, and then ask her if playing ball and being paid millions is still worse. Saying stuff like this means that she should resign her citizenship if it's so bad. I hope she knows that there are jobs out there where you clean up literal vomit that are far worse. She's just pretending to be a victim for the attention. Number 3 is Tracy, and she only dates white country guys with trucks. She's even sporting a Confederate flag above her bed. Doesn't she realize that the South fought to continue slavery? Maybe she wants to be oppressed all night long or something. But I still think this ends with you in the basement wearing a gimp suit. Either that or possibly getting robbed by her boyfriend. Tracy is also apparently another way of spelling Candace Owens. Up next is Mina, and she says that a man texted her telling her thanks for making me feel loved, and that he can't wait to wife her up one day. She says that it's men's romantic words like that that make her want to cheat. And 101 women and one simp clicked like on her post. If there was a button for dislikes, I'm sure I would have had thousands of them. But seriously, imagine the world we're in right now when telling a woman you love her is considered gay. Number 5 is Harley Quinn making a somewhat valid point, saying that Batman is a rich, traumatized orphan that would rather wage endless wars instead of going to therapy. But have you ever met a woman that said that therapy fixed her? I sure haven't, but going to therapy fixed me. Men go to therapy to solve their problems, which they usually do on their own, while women go to therapy to pay someone to listen to them because apparently they're too unattractive to have a beta male listen to them for free. Moving on, when kids ask you why people have red eyes in the photos in the 80s, tell them it's because of the Great Demon Uprising of 1980. Actually, the real reason is because the flash on the cameras back then was way too close to the lenses, and the light hit the back of the retinas, which are full of blood, and that's why you're seeing all that red. That's my useless photography fact of the day from the 20th century. Number 7, we have women criticizing us for staring at screens all day, but now they do it too on their phones. But that doesn't count, I guess. I had girlfriends in the 2000s complain that I spend way too much time in front of my computer. But the moment smartphones started being released, the complaining stopped, because they were too busy on their phones. Before phones, women were jealous of my computer, and one ex used to say that it was my real girlfriend trying to shame me off of it. Up next, we have Saleh saying that men suffer in silence and that it's mentally exhausting. Another woman responds by saying that most of the time when a man opens up to a woman, she'll use that against him in the future, when she's mad. It's crazy how women are now dishing out the red pills too. But it's not just women. Other men will use your vulnerabilities against you, even if they're your so-called friends. Men have to build up psychological walls for self-survival. Number 9 is what this woman expects a man to pay for while dating or in a relationship with her. She says her nails, hair, gas, and electric bill. Well, at least she didn't say her groceries and food. Then you'd really be in a lot of trouble. If her BMI is over 25, then you definitely shouldn't ride. But you know there's some simp out there that would be willing to do this. The only thing I'd pay for her is a weight loss program to boot. Number 10, speaking of weight, this could be Taylor Swift after two kids with Travis Kelce in 10 years. She looks as beautiful as Lizzo here. But I disagree. If she did get preggers, she would probably abort them in a second. For her career, of course. If she did have kids, she would basically turn into Amy Schumer. In reality, we all know that Taylor Swift is just really Napoleon Dynamite in drag. Can you really believe that film came out 20 years ago now? Now that really makes me start to feel old. Moving on is a woman that apparently stole a man's baby batter. But that's a lie because once it leaves your body and a woman takes it from you, the courts have now said on numerous occasions that it doesn't belong to you anymore and that you gave it to her as a gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving as she's eligible to collect child support from you for 18 years. But seriously, how did she steal it from him in the first place? Maybe through a wet dream. Number 12 is a man that was fired for his act of love in the Senate. He sure was being loved pretty hard. You'd think that a headline like this would be a parody, but odds are that it's not. This is probably the act of love that the Democrats want everyone to get behind. Literally. But to be honest, this is probably just business as usual around there. Up next, speaking of getting behind something, here's what your ex looks like when she was cheating on you. But if you're going monk mode, you can't get cheated on anymore. I once had an affair with a coworker that was married. She literally had the exact same look on her face. Just kidding. I never did that. Number 14, the reason they cheat is because they want love and romance like the guy in the top picture is giving them, but from the guy on the bottom picture. They want the bad boys with a heart of gold. Women are willing to put it all on the line for their tingles. I've taken pictures of weddings before where they dress up the dude from the bottom in a tuxedo, and a couple of years later, they were divorcing him. So I agree, they want it all. Moving on is Schrodinger's feminist. A woman is simultaneously a victim and empowered at the same time, until something happens. She chooses the state depending on which one benefits her more. For women, their point of view is never their own. It's always based on which point of view benefits them the most. They lack principles, and in its place is self-interest. Number 16, Minnesota, is the home of the largest Somali population in the West. Now they've changed their flag, and it's looking a lot like the flag of Somalia. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. But apparently this is another fake news story, because this is the actual flag of Somalia. Although this is the flag from Jubaland, a state in Somalia. But regardless, you know this isn't going to end well. Up next, a record number of 40-year-olds have never been married now. This has a lot to do with men wising up. Homeland Security is also calling the manosphere one of the greatest threats to America now. Yes, to the welfare state as the government is forced to take care of women instead of the simps. I think that records are meant to be broken, though. Looks like all these AI-generated chads are looking at the going out of business sign at their local jewelry store for wedding rings. Number 18, if pop art was done today, women would be saying they just want someone to love them for who they're pretending to be on the internet. They are the great chameleons and pretenders, always turning themselves into an accessory to compliment the man they want, and once they have him, then they dress him up like a Ken doll to be their accessory. Number 19, apparently US millennial women are now more likely to meet their maker in their late 20s and early 30s today than they were at any point since WW2. But the tragedy is, what will happen to their cats? Is this because of obesity, or are they just ending themselves because they can't get enough attention on social media anymore? Maybe it's all the HPV causing cancer. Gee, I wonder what could have changed over the last 2 or 3 years. It's a Scooby-Doo mystery, definitely. Moving on is the perfect example of the post-nut clarity pill. A guy compliments a woman calling her beautiful, asking her to marry him. And then he says, never mind, he just choked a chicken, and she means nothing to him now. This also seems to be the kind of woman that Undead Chronic would be going for. She looks just gothic enough for him. Number 21 is the difference between families in every other century versus families today. The woman on the right says that her cats are her sons. Looks like she must be a Taylor Grift fan. If you try and do what the guy on the left does today, you'd probably end up with half a dozen sons that wouldn't get a date to save their lives. And the other half would just decide to never get married. The future is cloning and not being a cuckservative or cat lady. Up next is Carrie Hoskins, the original actress playing Sonya Blade in the Mortal Kombat video game. Sonya wins. Immortality. But if you take her swimming, then you'll see what she really looks like under all that makeup. Also imagine what would happen if you outlawed hair dye and makeup. They would all start settling down in their 20s like nature intended. Looks like Selma Hayek now has some competition. As for Carrie here, they probably won't use her for any recent Mortal Kombat games because she's too busty and feminine, and not morbidly obese enough. Number 23, the year is 2030, and most men have lover bots. Women are desperate and say they don't love us like a real human being would. The men whisper back, neither do you. Men are finally figuring out that love is a one-way street from a man to a woman. Forget about Cherry 2000. This is Cherry 2030. Funny though, I don't actually think that men will whisper to them. They'll probably yell it to them in their faces. Here's an actual picture of a man shopping for a dishwasher in 2030. Moving on, we have four social media influencers that were swept up in their movement that says obesity is perfectly healthy. And now they've all passed over to that great big buffet in the sky. Now who could have seen this coming? Invest in cats and coffins, gentlemen, and profit off the obese, lonely future out there. Next thing you know, cigarette company ads will start telling everyone that smoking is healthy again. Number 25 in the last one, this is what microchimerism does to the average woman's brain. All the DNA that she harvests from men goes all over the place. Here's probably what the average simp is getting himself into after other guys got into her first. I'm only counting 10 guys here. We all know that's usually a lot higher. Women are freaking out in the comments section saying that a man's boys are not all that special. If they aren't, then why do you enjoy having them inside of you so much? The only thing missing is a picture of a canine in her brain. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, subscribe to me on my X account where I post them ahead of time. Link is down below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.